The South Africans and the nation will not deplete its fuel reserves despite geopolitical instability leading to soaring fuel prices. In his budget vote address to the National Assembly on Tuesday, Mantashe stated that enhancing and restoring the nation's refining abilities is essential for safeguarding it from such fluctuations. Is it that easy? Because this is literally global turmoil and it's affecting all and sundry, including South Africa. Can we safely say that we will not bear the brunt, we will be protected? Because globally, everyone is affected. Energy expert online, Reg Nkosi. Reg, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Interesting topic, isn't it?
Very interesting. Reg, I know I've been off. I've been away in China for a while, etc. Come back now. But I don't recall us having a conversation for a while, actually, on the show, you and I, on PM Drive.
Indeed,
and I think
indeed.
You're the correct person. A couple of things I want to talk about in respect of Minister Gwedi Mantashe. But firstly, the minister reiterated assurances to South Africans that we will not experience a time or period where there will be a depletion of our fuel reserves. Is that a very confident statement, or can we say, well, that's going to happen?
Well, the politician, isn't it? But I think it's a fairly confident statement in the sense that South Africa's sources of fuels or oil, if you want, or crude oil or even refined one, is not necessarily the Middle East. It is here in SADC, in Angola, and of course our neighbor up there, Nigeria. That little that we source from the Middle East is in any case protected in the sense that South African ships, or at least those that bear maybe the flag of South Africa, we know we have about 70 or so South African ships owned by South Africans that do not have the South African flag on it. Anyway, all those that are supposed to be South African can enter Iran, can enter the Middle East without any intervention, given the relationship that exists between Iran and South Africa. So on that front, I think the minister has a point. I think what could perhaps be a problem here would only be the cost maybe of insurance and so on. But otherwise, in terms of availability, I doubt very much that South Africa would suffer so much of it. It could be just a logistical issue, really.
Now, Reg, a lot of South Africans perhaps still asking the question, what is South Africa dependent on coming out of West Asia, the Middle East, and specifically that narrow little choke hole, choke point, the Straits of Hormuz? Because we understand that by and large, most of our crude oil reserves we're purchasing from Nigeria, so that's kind of regional, it's local from the African continent. What are we depending on in terms of South Africa, and what are we getting out of the Straits of Hormuz?
Yeah, I think fundamentally it is about agriculture, fertilizers. For me, that is the issue that South Africa is going to be affected, not necessarily oils or fuels. You know, that part of the world does produce a lot of these fertilizers, and we do import some from that region. To the extent that we do, maybe again logistically, and sometimes even those countries that are not Iran that would supply us, hesitating maybe to supply for reasons of their own, and because we support Iran or support when good books with Iran, they may just say, well, okay, let's, you know, mess up South Africa a bit. But I think this is commerce. They would want to export even themselves. So we may therefore be affected by fertilizers largely. A bit of wheat that could be coming from the other side, that's not necessarily through the Hormuz. There could be one or two small items coming from Iran itself and maybe Saudi Arabia. But to a large extent, it is fertilizers and fuels. Therefore, on that score, I think safety is on the fuels, and a bit of challenge would come from agricultural products.
So
fertilizer.
So in a sense, Reg, if Minister Gwedi Mantashe reiterating assurances to South Africans that the nation will not deplete its fuel reserves. That is not just a politician speaking. It is some fact-finding that has been done. It's some homework that has been done. So then we should be okay, but we will still expect a brace of increases coming our way. We've got the cushion at the moment with the fuel levy subsidy. That 3 rand is going to come back at some point, and it will be added to that 25 rand per litre that we're currently paying. The same applies to the diesel. But so this is then not just the politician speaking. We are safe for now. Our reserves are intact, but we can expect a barrage of increases over the next couple of months.
No doubt, no doubt. I think the rand stands about 1670, 1650, 1660, thereabout. Okay. We expect the currency to remain at that level, around those levels, and therefore the cost of fuels and any other, or many other inputs, may necessarily increase. Therefore, on that front, I don't think we're going to be entirely happy. This is a global phenomenon, and the longer it takes, the more the squeeze is going to be onto us. And I don't think the government will continue to remove this 3 rand off forever. Some estimates say that for another 6 or so months, we may still have this turbulence in that region. Therefore, it means that the currency will be under pressure, and our purchasing power will also be under pressure due to inflation. Therefore, South Africans must think, bless themselves, for a bit of a turbulence in the next coming few months. Perhaps closer to the end of the year and beyond, shall we maybe see some relief, should these people who invade other countries behave, as in the case of the apartheid Israel, and the genocidal Israel, and its terrorist friend, the US.
Reg, I want you to quickly remain online. We want to pay bills quickly. It will take us about a minute, maybe a minute, 20 seconds maximum. Then we'll have 5 minutes. We can then expand the conversation up until when we conclude. Stay with us, please. Minister Mantashe's view that if we expand local refining capacity, that would be probably our best solution to help stabilize fuel prices for the long term.
There's no doubt. Firstly, I think we should remind our listeners that not long ago, there was a proposal by government itself that we should have a refinery in the Eastern Cape. The name of that refinery around Kuha or Muha was to be called Mtombo. All right. However, either because of the tightness in government or because the government listened so extensively to the European advisors, they did not continue with that particular project. And quite frankly, to me, it should have been done by now, and we should have been sufficient refining capacity and therefore reduced cost of fuels in this country. Unfortunately, that's not the case. And we have had some refineries closing, as you know, in Durban and so on. That obviously puts a lot of pressure. So 40% of our capacity can be sourced locally. We should be better than that. I think if we have somewhere in the regions of 70, 80, we can cushion ourselves. So it's correct in reflecting over the issue of refining capacity. But again, this government must be blamed because it takes a lot of its advice from people who do not want to see it grow.
Mm.
The very European colonists that colonize us, do not want us to develop, are the ones this government listens to, and are the very ones who sometimes also come up and say, well, no, we're going to have a lot of trouble in South Africa. There's going to be little, we won't have sufficient crude oil and so on and so forth, because they reflect the thinking of their own situation there in Europe and perhaps in the US, not necessarily the situation South Africa stands in. So, yes, and on the front that we are, we need the refining capacity, there's absolutely no doubt.
Now, expanding our refinery infrastructure that we hope could realistically reduce fuel prices for ordinary South Africans, where do we stand now? For many years, we boasted, Reg, about Sasol. What are the operational capacities still like? because they in large part played a massive role for us in terms of extracting fuel for us. Are they still in operation, or are they focusing on other spheres now? Do we go back to them and perhaps look at what the capacity is like? Or is that going to be perhaps a bridge too far for us now?
Well, I heard recently that the fuel agency that controls PetroSA, has a new name and so on, decided, or government as a whole has decided to purchase these refineries that were abandoned by these multinationals. But how far this deal is unclear. Now, these can take years and so on. So even if we were to have these ones on stream, I think South Africa still requires a lot more capacity than the one that is available in the country. That's why the idea of having this Mutombo refinery in the Eastern Cape was mooted, and understanding that we just don't supply ourselves. We also supply our neighbors. Therefore, we need a lot more refining capacity. And it seems to me maybe government could be thinking something slightly better than just acquiring these abandoned refineries. But that we have to see as time goes. But for now, we remain dependent. Sasol remains good. I think to continue to supply us with appropriate fuels. I do not know whether they can expand that capacity. That really is a business decision. But one wish they did that. Do not have details in regard to that. So far, we have only Sasol that is really giving us this support. The rest are quite minuscule, and hence the need for us to go back on the drawing board and see whether we can improve our refining capacity. Remember now in Tanzania, Dangote is in the East Africa, rather. Dangote is wanting to put a refinery there, just as much as they have put one in their home country. We need in Southern Africa, or in SADC, a powerful refinery that we can depend on, and other facilities that can hold crude oil up to the regions of six or so, so many months rather, of reserve, so that we're not disturbed by some of these countries that seek to attack others without cause and give us all the challenges that we face today.
Indeed, very, very interesting times. Things are not going to let up just immediately, but I like what you said. Reg, you're kind of adding the silver lining, this possible relief for us.